It's my pleasure to introduce Chris Cooper for our Excellent Educators interview feature. The number one question is, how did you get involved in working with students?
I became an early childhood educator kind of later in life. My background really was in business management. And after I got an opportunity to stay home and do some parental leave with both my kids, I really loved doing it. And I remember I said to my wife, like, I wish I could do this. And she said, well, why can't you? And she was right. It's definitely something that was doable. So I went back to school to become an early childhood educator, and I have absolutely loved it. The schedule has worked very well for my family life, but the challenge in working with young minds is incredible. I work with kindergarten children. They're just great. They can take a joke, and they're just learning that they exist as people and that people around them have needs, wants, desires, and that other people are people too. And so it's just neat seeing this age group just kind of grow up before your eyes. I love it, absolutely love it. Just growing with these children has been fantastic. It is nice getting in at kindergarten because I'm one of their first educators when they get in there. I know through the years that I've been involved here in Armprior, it's been a pleasure seeing the children that I started with in kindergarten. They're now getting older and they're growing up, and now they're being like the older role models for the new kids that are coming in. So I think just being a part of their lives and just being a part of their positive growth, that's the biggest thing that I get out of the experience, that I'm imparting kind of my enthusiasm onto them, and then seeing them go on and share it with their peers, that's my biggest pleasure.
What has been one of the biggest challenges for you?
Well, I think the last year definitely has been challenging for all of us. I think I speak for all my peers that we've been called upon to really adapt and really change how we do things to meet the challenges that are part of COVID-19. I've been a part of our virtual school with the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board since September. And so my biggest challenge has been adapting really this in-person learning that we commonly do with the kids, where we'd follow their interests and grow ourselves through that, is adapting that to an online model. And at first, when I found out I was going to be part of the virtual school, I thought, how do you do kindergarten online? And I've quickly learned that, you know, the kids are so resilient. The kids, they are so adaptable. It's really us that had to do most of the changes. The kids just, they told us how they wanted to learn, and we had to adapt to do it. So my biggest challenge was just taking that in-person class and translating something fun online for the kids. And it's been very successful. We've had a blast.
Chris, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Getting over that stigma where guys don't get into this, guys don't do this. I think I kind of don't care what people think. I love doing this. What other profession do you get into where people tell you that they love you? That it doesn't happen.
Certainly not the media.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Welcome, Rick. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.